Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Aleph. We start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamaycha Makam L'Chaver Lassus L'Kever. Someone sells a place for his friend big enough to make a kever. V'chein Makabam L'Chaver Lassus L'Kever. Or if somebody is a contractor for his friend to make him a kever. Aysa Teicha Shal Ma'ar Adal and Amas Al Sheish. He makes the inside of the ma'ara 4 amis by 6 amis, and he opens up into the ma'ara 8 kuchen, 8 graves, which he opens in the walls of the ma'ara, so they're open into the ma'ara. Shalosh mikan v'shalosh mikan, 3 graves on each side, u'shnayim mikanegdim, and 2 graves on the opposite wall, the wall opposite the entranceway. The kuchen, and each grave, it's arkan 4 amis, v'ruman sheva. Each grave, the length of the grave is 4 amis, and the height of the grave is 7 tvachim, v'rachim and shisha, and the width of the grave is 6 tvachim. Now here, in the din that the kuchim, the arkan, have to be 4 amis, we have a machlokes rishonim. And this machlokes rishonim, I think, and a lot of achrenim neman, that it has its negeya to the kloliest of shail of shiurim, how to measure the shear of the amma, the tefach, v'chuli. So the Gemara says in a few places, in Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph, in Psachim Daf Kuf Ches, in other places that a person is 3 amis. So the Shaila is, why does the graves have to be 4 amis if a person is only 3 amis? So the Rishbam says that the mace, the corpse, is 3 amis long, and the Arayin needs another amma, which is a little bit shver. Why should the Arayin be another full amma? So Taisus in many different places in Shas, here and in also other places, in Psachim Kuftasim Abayz, and in Yuma Daf Laman Aleph, and in Erevin Daf Memhei, and in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Beis, and in Kama places, he says that it says that a person is 3 amis is without the head. A person up to his head is 3 amis. It's mashman that way very stark in the Gemara there in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Beis, where the Gemara talks about. The Arayin that was carried on the Levim's shoulder, how far down did it go? It was still above 10 Tfachim. The Cheshv and the Gemara seem to Neman, and Rashi says that there clearly that it's 18 Tfachim until the shoulders. Mike Taisus makes the Cheshv here. Taisus also brings down the Medrash, the Targum, on the Megillah that says, that talks about each of the sons of Haman, each one took up 3 amis of the 50 amma pole. So it's mashman that the corpse itself takes with 3 amis, and Taisa says because they cut their heads off before they hung them. So the male they were hanging without their heads, that's why they were 3 amis without the heads. And the question was, the Gemara says near Msachim and in Yuma that the mikvah has to be mayim shakol gufa eilabahem, which is 3 amis by 1 amma by 1 amma, because a person is 3 amis high and an amma by an amma wide. And the Shaila was, in order to be called Gufa Eilabem, it can't just go to the shoulders. It has to go to the top of the head. So what's the pshat? So Taisa says, when a person goes into the mikveh, which is 3 amas by 1 amma by 1 amma, so the water will go up because of the space displacement, and then when he bends his head down into the water, then it will cover his head. That's why a mikveh, which is 3 amas by 1 amma by 1 amma, will cover him, because since that's his shear up to his shoulders, so when he goes into it, that will displace the water, and then it will bend down, and it will be able to fit into such a mikvah. But a lot of Rishonim hold like the Rishbam. Like we said, Rashi in Daf Tzadik Beis and Shabbos holds like Taisus. Rabbeinu Chananel on the side also is mashed that way. And Rabbeinu Yonason, in there in the 4th parak of Erevin, it's Daf Gimel, the Daf Erif, says Mefurish is like Taisus, is without the head. And the Arzuru and Olchus Shabbos, Simen Kufnum Beis, is also that way. And the Chumas Adesha passes that way in Simen Tzadik Beis. But the ones all like the Rishbam, the Ridva and Yuma brings it B'Shem the Ga'inim like the Rishbam. And the Ramban and the Rajman and the Ridva over here say also like the Rishbam. And also the Tashbats passes that way, it's in Chela Gimel, Simen Lamed Gimel. And they go through the various lakan and lakan. Now it's known that there's a machlokes l'maisa about what the shir am is. Be'erich, there's 2 shirim. The chazanish shir is approximately 2 feet. It's 58 centimeters, which is approximately 2 feet, a little bit less, about 23 inches. And you have Reb Chaim Noah's share, which is 48 centimeters, which is about a foot and a half, about 19 inches. Now, Lechura, that's this Machloikis Rishonim. Because if you say an average person is approximately 6 feet or 5 foot 10 inches or something like that, maybe a little bit less. So if you say like the Rishonim, that the three Amis is until the head, including the head, like the Rishbam and the Ramban, and the Ritva B'Shem, the Ga'inim, and the Rashba and the Ritva over here. So that's like a shtick like the Chazon Ish's Amo. Person's like 5 foot 10 inches, a little bit less than 6 feet. So then the Amo is a little bit less than 2 feet, like 23 inches, Ukadaima, or something like that. Perhaps a little bit less. But if you all like the Balei Tosfos, and Rashi and Shamash and Rabbeinu Chananel, and those Rishonim, that the three Amos goes up to the shoulders, so that shows clearly this the smaller Amos. Person up to his shoulders is approximately 5 feet. So each Amo would be be'erich a little bit more than a foot and a half. And that's like Reb Chaim Noah's Amos. L'chayr, that's the Machlekes Rishonim. And the Achreinim say this, the Minchas Baruch in Siman Ayin Hey, the Gulas Ilias in Mikvayis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, and the Aruch HaShulchan. By Ilchas Mikvayis and Yeridayis, Siman Reish Aleph in the beginning, they all say, this is the Machlekes Rishonim, that's the Machlekes, how big the Amos are. They give the Shurim and the measurements that they use, the Arshin and the Verstak, but it's Be'erich what we're saying. Now the Chazon Ish wants to say that even Tosfos could hold like his bigger Amos, because people were bigger in those days. That's what the Chazon Ish says to Matz the Kishir al Pi Tosfos. But Kibshutai, it's telling this Machlekes Rishonim, the Machlekes, the big Machlekes, how big an Amos is the Chayr Machlekes Rishonim. The Gulas Ilias, it's a Pirush HaMikvayis, he brings Rayas that the Ikkel Halacha is the bigger Amos, that the Shia is including the head. And the Minchas Baruch brings Rayas that the Ikkel Halacha is the Shia is not including the head. And as Ayayich, Reb Chaim Noah tries to show how most Rishonim hold like Tosfos, and the Stipel and the Shirin Shel Torah tries to show how most Rishonim hold like the Rishbam. But L'chayr is a Machlekes Rishonim, it's hard to Machri and the Machlekes Rishonim, L'chayr did 2 days. Now, I was thinking, what's the story of some Achleikis? Why do these Rishonim hold the Zayin, these Rishonim hold the Zayin? In other words, L'chayr, an Amma is a certain size. So the emphasis is, an Amma Pashtus means the shear of the arm from the elbow to the end of the middle finger. That's Pashtus what an Amma is. That is a big kasha on the biggest shear. You do a dika kasha, that if you take a measure people, the average person, from the elbow till the end of the bigger finger, the middle finger, it comes to be'erich 19 or 20 inches. It's not 23 inches. It's more. It's a smaller shear amma. It's not the largest shear, which is a bit of a kasha on the smaller shear. L'chari, the actual shear amma, you measure an amma by the Adam Benini, that seems to be the smaller amma. So the Stipler speaks about it. It's in Kilos Yaakov Erev and Simin Yud Ches. It's also in Shurim Shel Torah in Perek Vav. That he wants to say gavaldik chiddush, gavaldik gezach. That we know in the Gemara there's an amabas hay tvachim and amabas vav tvachim. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara speaks about an erev in Daf Gimel. How big is an amma? How big is a person's amma from his elbow till the end of his larger finger? How big is that? Is that proportionally? Is that 5 tvachim or is that 6 tvachim? And it's mavur. The tvachim themselves are the same size. It's the amma. There's an amma that's bas chamisha tvachim and amma bas vav tvachim. So the Stipler says that this Amma from the elbow till the end of the finger, that's the Amma of Hei Tvachim. The Amma Bashisha Tvachim is, you add another Tefach to it. And he teaches that way in the Psukim in Yecheskot, the Gemara in Erevin brings there on Daf Gimel, says, Zeh Midas HaMizbech Ba'amma Va'amma V'Tefach, which the Gemara says that means an Amma Bashisha Tvachim, he says that's what it means. These are the Midas HaMizbech of an Amma, which the Amma is really an Amma v'tayfach. It's really, you measure the Amma and you add a tefach to it. That's the Amma b'ashisha tefachim. So that's a stipulous pshat and how it stems with the larger Amma. L'maisa, the Rashash, in Ksuvis Daf Hei, he says that the Amma b'ashamisha tefachim goes only till the fingers. It goes from the elbow until the person's fingers. If his fist is closed, that's the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. If he opens his fist and has it go till the end of the middle finger, that's an Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim. So I think that's the machlokes rishonim. If you hold three amises with the head, kum dais, it's not proportionate. If you taka measure the amma from the elbow to the middle finger, you can't get three of them to go till the head. It doesn't work. Behechach, you have to say like the stipler, that's an amma bas chamisha tvachim, and the three amas that go till the head is the amma bas shisha tvachim. And that was the Me'iri in Shabbos of Tzadik Beis, when he wants to explain that Gemara sounds pretty mavur, that the three tvachim go to the shoulders. He says it's three amas of five tvachim that go to the shoulders. Ba'kol kanal, the three amas of the person, bas chamisha tvachim, only go to the shoulders. In order to say that the three amas include the head, you have to say the amma bas shisha tvachim is the amma plus a tefach. Mashenki and the Taisus, who is shining that hold that the three amas go until the shoulders, the smaller amas, they hold that the amma until the middle finger, that's the amma of shisha tvachim. And the amma of chamisha tvachim only go till the fingers, v'layad b'chlal, like the Rishash says. So the three amas of shisha tvachim that go till the shoulders. And I think also, though I didn't find any mekar to it, you could say that the machlokes is also how big a tefach is, whether you count the thumb in the tefach or not, because a tefach without the thumb would come out the small tefachim, and a tefach with the thumb would come out the larger tefach, but I didn't find this anywhere. The stipler talks about that we say that a zeres, which means from the edge of the thumb till the edge of the pinky, is a half an amma, that also doesn't stim with the larger amas, that also only stims with the smaller amas. So the stipler brings the Rashba, who, like we're saying, holds of the larger amas. He says that means it's half of an amma bas chamisha tvachim. But the other Rishayim hold that Azarish is a half of an amma bas shisha tvachim. So this machlekes, if the three amas are including the head or not including the head, is mistama the same machlekes if an amma bas shisha tvachim means an amma till the end of the finger plus another tefach like the stipler, or an amma bas shisha tvachim just means till the end of the finger, and bas chamisha tvachim means until the fingers. Now, the Ikka Shir the Chazon Ish comes because of measuring thumbs. An Amma is 24 thumbs, 24 Agaidlim, and you measure a thumb is approximately an inch wide. That's what an average thumb is. Whoever measured thumbs came out that way, although it could be a little bit smaller than an inch, and that's why an Amma could be a little bit smaller than 2 feet. It could be like 21 inches or 21 and a half inches, Ukadaima. Rav Moshe measured the thumbs, it dropped smaller, and so there could be some discrepancies, but there's no question that the thumbs are not as small as Reb Chaim Noah's Amma. The thumbs are the makor to the big Amma. If you make the shear of the Amma based on measuring thumbs, you're going to come out with the larger Amma. But I think there's a machlekes Yishayinim in negating the thumbs also. Because the Beis Yosef in Simon Yad Aleph, he brings down the Mordechai in Menachis, it's Simon Tuftuf Kuf Mem Zayin, also the Chuvus Ram Rudenberg, Simon Reishon and Tess, that say that you measure the thumb from the widest part. That's what they say. But the Beder Kabayis there in the Beis Yosef, he brings down that Taisus was Mesubah Gevada. We have this in the Shittu Mekibetzes in Zochim, in Daf Samach Gimel, Eisnum Beis, comes from one of the Balei Taisus, that says that you measured it from the smallest part of the thumb. The Magen Avraham also brings down the suffix. So the Taz and the Prima Gadim and the Chai Odom, they all paskin that we measured from the largest part of thumb, and that's the psak of the Bi'aloch also. But the Maimon Chai brings he's chayshish for the shita of the smaller part also, and the Ad Ephraim also speaks about it, and also the Kaf HaChayim brings it from the Shalmei Tzvi. But they're chayshish. The question is exactly where to put how far away from the beggar do you make the hole of the tzitzis. So the Chayiv, these are machlokes rishonim, if you measure from the widest part of the thumb or the narrowest part of the thumb. So we could say like this, we could say that all the rishonim that hold that the shear of Gimel Amis is together with the head, so they hold of the larger Amis, they're measuring from the widest part of the thumb. And there, the Amis of Behecher, approximately 2 feet, a little bit less, and that fits in that the three Amis should include the head. Now Shankain, the rishonim, Taisus and the Rishayim that hold that the Gimel Amos do not include the head, so they hold like the sheet that brings from the in Zvachim, like that Taisus, that you measure that Gedel from the narrow part of the thumb, and the male, they could have a smaller Amma. Now, the minig was always to measure from the wider part of the thumb, like the ikup saka de peiskim. And you look at the achreinim that give shurim, they give shurim in their measurements, the arshin and the verstak. But come out, all of them have a larger amma, somewhere between 21 and 23 inches b'derech klal. So it seemed that that was the psak hanofus legabi the amas. Mashenkein legabi the revius, and legabi the other shurim like that, the revius and the shir chala v'chuli, there the psak hanofus was always the smaller shurim. That's why the tzlach and other achreinim like the tzlach wanted to say to double the bayim, because it didn't shtim with that spice. But the minig b'derech klal was not the way. The minig b'derech klal was larger amis and smaller revisin. And that's also clearly the psak of both the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. They both, when they bring down the larger amma, and they bring down the smaller revis, and the smaller shechal in the Aruch HaShulchan's case. Ben kamokim laharachait. And now there's another sugya, which is completely different. Sugya also negeya to Mishneh, which all the Rishonim here discuss. The Mishnah says that the graves, the kuchim that he's making, are ruman shiva. The height of the graves is 7 tfachim, and the Rishbam explains in order to bring in the arayin with space, and the Rishbam says, and also there should be a space of a tefach from the roof of the grave to the arayin, that the people who walk by should not become tamei. Now that's a klal in tumas ayil. When you have a mace, or anything which is metamei ba'ayil, if anyone's mahil on it, that also becomes tummy. There's two types of tumas ayil. Tumas ayil means that you're in the same ayil of a mace or a kazayis from a mace or whatever part of the mace is metame ba'ayil. So if you're both under the same roof, that becomes a tumas ayil. There's also a tumas ayil if you're mahil on it. If you become an ayil over a mace or a kazayis from a mace or whatever part of the mace is metame ba'ayil, the shedjah, the gulgulis, whatever the case may be. So also you're mahil on it, you also become tame ba'ayil. Now, in that tumah of being mal al mace, the halacha is an oil is mafsik. When you have an oil on top of the mace, it's mevi as a tumah and it's chaytis ibnei a tumah. When you have an oil of a tefach, so that's mevi as a tumah, it brings tumah to the entire place under the oil. Anyone who's under the same oil as the mace becomes tumah, but it's chaytis ibnei a tumah, because the tumah goes up, but when it hits an oil, it stops. So if you're above the oil, you don't become tumah. Now for that, you need a tefach. And the Rishbam is saying you need a tefach of space. If you don't have a tefach of space, so then you say that's called tumah ritzutza. That's a tumah which could break out of an oil. If there's no space, if there's no tefach of space, that tumah could break out of the oil and be bekas for oil, bekas for yeredis, and it would make someone tummy. But if you have an oil of space, then it's not tumah ritzutza, the oil is going to be mafsik with nea tumah. That's the basic halacha which Rishbam is referring to. That's why he says they made a tefach of space by the grave, so that you'll have an oil, it wouldn't be tumah ritzutza, you'll have an oil being mafsik, and people will go over his grave and will not become tameh. Now Taisus is ma'ir, and the Rishonim also bring the same thing. There's a Gemara early in Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. The Gemara says that when you have a mace in the house, what's outside of the house is not tummy. But if you seal the doors of the house, you parse its psimah, you make it that there should be no longer any doors in the house, so then when you touch the house, you become tummy. Taisus learns the Gemara there, and the house becomes a kever. There's a new din, besides from a mace being metame, a kever is metame. Taisus brings it from the Sifri, in Parshas Chukas, it says, "Kol ha-she'igal pnei asod b'chal cherev v'b'chol be'etzem adam ay b'kaver." If you touch a kever, you become tamei. And it's also mavur that a kever is matamei ba'ayil. So Taisus says that this halacha, that a tefach of space would make an oil mafsik, doesn't apply when it's a kever. So l'chayr is shver. How could we say that you have a 7 tefachim space in order to have a tefach of space above the mace? So it won't be metame ba'ayil, but a kever sasim, even when you have a tefach, it's metame ba'ayil. Taisus holds it makes it actually worse. Taisus says if you don't have a tefach of space, so then it's not a kever, the mace will be tumah ritzutza, will be bekas ba'ayil, but only connected the mace. Only opposite the mace will be tameh, but it wouldn't be the entire kever. When you have a tefach of space, that would make everything into a kever, and the entire kever will be b'kas v'ayla. So Taisa says the mahalach is because kever has to be sasim. That's the gemara there. You have to be parts it's psimav. It's not called a kever unless it's totally sealed. And here they left an opening from the grave, which was in the wall of the ma'ara, the wall of the cave. There was an opening to the cave. So it's not a sealed kever. It's not a sealed grave. It's not a kever sasim. And therefore, it won't have a din kever. It won't be metame on top. That's Taisa's mahalach. So Bekitzer, if you have a mace that's in a grave, if the grave is sasum, then if it does not have a pesach tefach, then the mace would only be metame keneged the mace. If it does have a pesach tefach, then the entire oil will become one big kever, and the entire kever will be bekasva oil. But if there's an opening on the side, it's a kever pesuach, then it doesn't have a din of a kever. And if there'll be a pesach tefach, it'll be masikum neatumah. And that's the Mahalach of Taisus and the Rishayim here also say it. And there's a Gemara in Brachis, which is his Negei. The Gemara in Brachis says that the Kahanim used to, it says, Medalga Meinu Agabi Aroinis Lelech Lekras Malachim. We used to jump over coffins in order to get to the king. Why? Because the coffins have a Pesach Tefach, so therefore they're not Metame. You're allowed to jump over a coffin, you don't become Tame. A Kayin is allowed to jump over a coffin because it has a Pesach Tefach. And the Gemara says that normally there were geyser pesach tefach atu shein pesach tefach. Normally it was a gzeira. They didn't allow a kain to jump over a coffin even with the pesach tefach, because maybe it doesn't have a pesach tefach. But to go to the kings, which is a mitzvah to go see the kings, then maka mitzvah they weren't geyser. So Taisa says that you're going to have to say that those coffins also were pesuach on the side. You have to say they weren't coffins that were buried in the ground. They were pesuach on the side. Otherwise, they would have it in kever, and they'd be metame. And Taisa says here also, even though they left the pesach tefach, you're going to have to say it only works midaraisa, but midarabanan it doesn't work because the Gemara in Brachis there says that a pesach tefach in the coffin only works midaraisa, midarabanan without a makam mitzvah. They're not allowed a kain to go over it. Gzeira pesach tefach atu ain a pesach tefach atu pesach tefach. But the Rambam and the Ravid apparently had a different teretz to the Gemara in Brachis. Again, the question is, the Gemara in Brachis says that the Kahanim were allowed to jump over the coffins, because they had a Pesach Tefach. What happened to the Tumah of Kever? Why isn't there a problem that a Kever is Metame? So the Rambam says, it's in Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Tumas Meis, Halacha Vav, that an Arayin, a coffin, doesn't have a din of a Kever. An Arayin is a Kli. A Kever has to be in the ground. If the mace was in an arayin, that does not have a din of a kever. So an arayin has the regular din that when you have a tefach of space, an oil tefach is chayzus ne'atumah. It doesn't have this new din kever, which would be metame even if it has a pesach tefach. So lefizat, I saw this in the Radzina, you don't have to say over here that it's tamei midarabanan. You could say whenever it is a pesach, and that's why it's not a kever, they weren't geyser Pesach tefach, atu ain't a pesach tefach. There, whenever it is a pesach, it's not a kever sasum, and you have a space of a tefach for the oil, that's not tamei at all. But the case of that rainus is it wasn't sasum, it wasn't pesuch, it was sasum. The thing is, it wasn't considered a kever, because it's an aron, not a kever. By an aron, they were geyser pesach tefach, atu ain't a pesach tefach. So now we have two terutzim on the kasha. The Gemara in Brachis says they could jump over the arenos. Why don't they become tamei als kever? We have Taisus teretzes with pesuach on the side. A kever has to be a kever sasim, and that's how we learn to Gemara also that it was pesuach on the side. It's not a kever sasim. That's why pesach tefach will be mafsik of neatuma. And we have the Rambam's mahalach that a kever is dafk in the ground. They were talking about arenos that weren't in the ground. They were just coffins. And therefore, it doesn't have a din kever. Now, the Ravid over there, in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav, says the third teretz. He says the Yisayit, which Taisus brings in a few places. Taisus has a shaila if he agrees with this Yisayit or not. It's a Tesefta, the shaila is if we agree with it. But the Ravid brings it. That it says, Kol tumah she'ena nazir megaleich olav ein kayin muzir olav. Any tumah which a nazir doesn't have to be seisur is naziris, that tumah kayin is not muzir. Kayin is allowed to become tamei with that tumah. A nazir is only megaleach when you have a tumah which he came in direct contact of the mace. But there are other tumis like Goyal and Daifik, like Cherev Areu Kecholal. There are other times that someone becomes Tamei at Tumas Shiva. He needs Hazoya of Shlishi and Shvi from the Mei Parah Aduma. But still, a Nazir is not Megaleach on it because he didn't come in contact of a mace. Perhaps as a din like Cherev Areu Kecholal could be included, Goyal and Daifik could be included. They're not in contact with the mace. So the Ravid says a Kever is also that way. A kever is not a tumah directly from the mace. It's a new din tumas kever. That tumah, even though it's a tumah that you need azayah shlishi shvi, you need it's a tumah shiva. You become an avat tumah, but the naz is not megalech, and therefore a kayin's not muzer. So this is the third teres on the kasha. How the kahanim were allowed to jump over the arayness? What happened to the problem? And a kever is matamit. Taisus says that arayness of psuchim and atzad, a kever has to be sasim. The Rambam says an Arin is a Kli, it's not a Kever. The Ravid says, no, it could be even a Kever, and it could even be Sasum, and they'll become Tamei Tumah Shiva, but the Kain is not Muzer on it, because it's not a Tumah Shea Nozim Megaleich Alav, it's not, they need Al Nefesh Adam Layetamet, contact with the actual mace, as opposed to other things which are Tamei Tumah Shiva, a Kever has that same dip. Now there's a big kash in the Ravid, is a steer in the Ravid. Because the Ravid in another place in the Sagas the Ravid says a fourth teretz. And that's on Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, where the Rambam brings the Etzim Din that a Kever is Matame Kol Svivav and a Kever is Matame Ba'ayil. And the Ravid says that the Rambam didn't explain it good enough because there are three cases like the Ravid. He says if the entire Kever wasn't a Tefach big, which I guess, let's say by a Nafel or something with the mace itself, is smaller than a tefach, then it doesn't have a din kever, and the tumah keneged the tumah will be bekas va'ila bekas v'yeredis. It wouldn't have a din kever at all. Zakter Ivan, let's say the kever was a tefach big, but there's no space of a tefach. The mace is taking up the kever and not leaving a space of a tefach. The other Ivan says the whole thing becomes one big kever, and the tumah is bekas va'ila bekas v'yeredis. If your mal keneged this kever, you become Tamei. But Zotter Ivid, let's say there's a space of a Tefach, not only is the Kever a Tefach big, but there's a space of a Tefach, then Einach Inami, it's a Kever to Mitame b'maga Zotter Ivid, but it's not a Kever to Mitame b'oil. So if you touch this Kever, you'll become Tamei. But if you mal on this Kever, you will not become Tamei. And he writes at the end, Udvorim alolum is barim in a Mishnah, May Aroinus to Rablezib and Sadak de Brachis, that's the Medalgamina Gabirainis that we mentioned, Umi Bayesh Aparis's Psim of the Bava Basha, Doik Vitishkach. So he seems clear that the Ravid is saying like this Bayesh Aparis's Psim of teaches me that if it's a Kevis Sasam, it's Metame Bemago, like the Rishainim learn over there on Afyud Beis. But Medalgamina Gabirainis tells me it's not Metame Ba'ayel, it's a Kever. But it's not metame ba'oil. Since it's a space of a tefach, it's not metame ba'oil. So here the Ravid seems to be arguing on Tesis and the Rishonim and the Rambam, that they hold that when you have a kever sasim, even with the Pesach tefach, it's metame ba'oil. And the Ravid says, no. It's only metame b'maga. It's not metame ba'oil. When you have a Pesach tefach, it's not metame ba'oil. And he seems to be bringing a raya from the case of Medal Gamino Gabi Aroinus. There it had a Pesach tefach. And it wasn't Metame Ba'oil. So L'chaya, this sounds like a fourth teretz on the Kasha. How come by Medal Gmin Gabay Reines it wasn't Metame because of Kever? We have Taisus Pshat because it was Pesuach Min Atzad. You need a Kever Sasim. We have the Rambam's Pshat that it was just an Aron, it was a coffin, it wasn't a Kever. And an Aron is not a Kever, it's a Kli. We have the Raivin in Perikud Beis's Pshat that Einuch and Ami they become Tamei. But it's a tumah she'ein an ozim megaleich olav. It's not a direct tumah from the mace, so mele ain't kayim muzer olav. And here the Ravid is saying another thing. Here the Ravid is saying that a kever, if has a pesach tefach, even a kever is not metame ba'oil. It's a big steer in the Ravid. Because here he's saying it's not metame ba'oil, so why does he need to say that a kayin is not muzer on it, because an oz is not megaleich on it? Here he's saying it's not tummy at all. There he's saying it's tummy, but a kain's not muzer on an appellate. So Reb Chaim and Sefer, Kedushi ben Chaim Alevi, it's on the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, He says a gewaldige, gewaldige shtickle. We'll say it, we'll try to say it, b'kitz and imritz. So he asks the kasha, what's pshat in the ravid? Why is it metame b'maga and not b'oil? What's the pshat in that? If it's a kevich, you metame both maga and oil. Why is it metame b'maga and not b'oil? Pella. Because he says that pasuk of kol esh yigal pnei asada b'chal cheriv b'chaloi b'etzim adam oy b'kaver, kol esh yigal is mar b'oil. So the same pasuk of kevich, which talks about maga, talks about oil. What's the pshat in that? So he brings a gemara in Nazir Dafnan Gimel that says, L'gabi kevesas the din of tumah b'kas v'ayla b'kas v'yayrit. That you need the din of tumah ritzutza for tumah's kever. And he said, the Ravid learned like this. It's not shayach for a kever to metame ba'oil if there's an oil being mafsik between the mace and the outside. In order for the kever to metame ba'oil, you need that there should be a din of tumah ritzutza. Otherwise, the kever can't be metame ba'oil. It's a kever. It's metame b'maga. But in order for the kever to metame the oil, the mace itself has to have a din of tumah ritzutza. That's the aside, and it's learned after the Gemara and Azit. So memela azit. The Ravid in Perek Yud Beis, which says that the reason why the kahanim were allowed to go on the arenos was because it's a tumah shein and azim megaleich alav, he was explaining why there was no problem with the maga. The Ravid in Perek Zayin says clearly that the kev is metame b'maga, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra about the bayin sheparis is psimav. It's metame b'maga, it's a kever. And apparently the Ravid understood that they, the kanim, were actually touching the kever. So why isn't there an issur to touch the kever? Teretz is, because touching a kever makes you tame. You have a tumas zayin yomim, you need a zav shlishi yushvi, but it's not tumah from the mace, it's tumah from the kever. And Mamela, it's not Nozim Megaleich Olav, it's not Kayin Muzer Olav. That's the Ravid Shita. But the Ravid knows that for oil, you need a din of Tumur Etzutza. A Kev is not Metame B'oil without the din of Tumur Etzutza. But the Ravid saw from the Gemara another Yisait. If you're going to say that by a Kever, even when there's a Peseach Tefach, that would be a Tumur Etzutza, that's a din of Kever. So that din of Tumur Etzutza would give you direct contact with the mace. For maga, you don't need tumah ritzutza. By maga, you touch a kever, you become tameh b'maga. But touching a kever without tumah ritzutza, you're not in contact with the mace. It's not a tumah shenazim megaleich halav, so a kayim won't be muzer on it. But for oil, the Ravid holds, you need tumah ritzutza for a kever to metame b'oil. So mimanashach, if you're going to have tumah ritzutza, that will make you in contact with the mace alain. And then a nazir will be megaleich. Says the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds that when you have a Peseach Tefach, and then the Kever is Metame Ba'oil, and also it won't be Megaleach, because that's only a Tum of the Kever, it's not a Tum of the Mace. But the Ravid holds that the only way the Kever can Metame Ba'oil is if the Mace is Bekei Ba'oil. So that's where the Ravid saw in the Gemara in Brachis that a Peseach Tefach will prevent Tumas Oil, because you see from the Gemara in Brachis that the Peseach Tefach makes a Kabbalah, but the mace is not Bekas Vaila, and once the mace is not Bekas Vaila, the Ravid holds, you can't have a Tumas Kever altogether. That's Bekitzer Nimrats for Chaim's Pshat and the Ravid of Geshmakib Pshat. So, Lesikum Bekitzer, the Rishbam says that the reason why the graves were 7 Tfachim high is to prevent Tumas Oil. The Rishonim have a Kasham that a Kever is Metame Ba'il either way. Taisus Mahalach is that here we're talking about it's Pesuach Menatzad, so it's not a Kevasas, and that's why it's not Metame Ba'il. There is a sheet to Saraivid that says that even though a Kev is Metame B'maga Kol Svivav, but if it has a Peseach Tefach, it's not Metame Ba'il. And then, according to the Ravid, you learn B'pshitas that here, even if the Kev wasn't Pesuach to the Mara, it won't be Metame Ba'il when you have a Peseach Tefach. The Matan Gemara in Brachis that says that you medala galgabe arenos, because they don't have it, they have a Peseach Tefach, and male the kanim are allowed to be medala on the arenos. We have 4 mahalchim. Taisa says because the Pesuach Menetzad, they don't have a din kever, that's why Peseach Tefach would work to your mafsa, because they don't have a din kever, the Pesuach Menetzad. The Rambam says because an aren, it's a kli, it's not a kever, and therefore it doesn't have a din kever, that's why the Peseach Tefach will be an oil mafsik. The Ravid in Perek Yud Bey says, you'll be tummy else kever, but a tumas kever is not a tumas shenaz megleichov. It's not called a tumah direct from the mace, and therefore ain kayin muzer alel. And the Raivin in Perek Zayin says that there is no tumas oil by kever, just tumas maga. And we said the shtickler Reb Chaim had a miyash of the two Raivins. Now let's see a next sugya. The Mishnah has a whole machloikis Rabbi Shimon, and they're abundant exactly how many kvarim you need, whether there's two sets of kvarim or four sets of kvarim. And the Gemara had a kasha, because Rabbi Shimon says you have 13 different kvarim, four on one side, four on the other side, and three on the opposite wall, and one on the right side of the opening and one on the left side of the opening. So the Gemara wanted to know, this one on the right side and the left side of the opening, where do you put them? Where does the four amas go? And the Gemara says, Ilibroi, if they're going outside, away from the Ma'ara, so the Gemara asks, Hakamista Shiluhu. People are going to step on these Kvarim. So the Rishbam is bothered anyway, even the Kvarim on the other sides of the Ma'ara, when you bring into the Ma'ara, since the Kvarim on all sides are according to Reb Shimon, you're also going to step on them. So the Rishbam says that only the ones that are on the Pesach Ma'ara, so there, the people that are carrying the mita and the barriers put down the mita over there and they stay there for a long time. So that's a problem stepping on it. As opposed to the ones that are going on the ma'aris that are surrounded on all sides, there, they're only just walking over at Lefi Shah. That's not a problem. And this is where we come into the shayla, you let a step on a kever. The Rishbamir is mashma that you're not allowed to stand on a kever for some time and just be standing there, but just stepping on a kever in order to get to another kever, in order to get somewhere where you have to go, lefi shah, it's not a problem. And the Taz actually brings us down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shim Samach Dalet Sif Aleph. And the reason is, Ridva explains that the Gemara's kasha that you're not allowed to step in is Alz Bezoyin Ames. It's also in the Piskei Arin and in the Sefer Eshkol. So it's only in Bezayin, if you're standing there, you're standing on the thing and doing something, that's a Bezayin. But if you just don't have any room and Mamele have to step on a Lefi Shah, that's not considered a Bezayin. Now the Shaila is, there's a Sugi in Sanhedrin that says that a Kever is Asa Ba'anah. So Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nafman Vavam and Beis, and Rashi there says it's a Deraisa. There is a Shaila in the Pesachim about it. There's a Chuvus Marashdam, it's Yeridayah Simon Reish. That says that Dafka Mace is Asa Banah Deraisa. You learned that now from Egla Rufa. But a Kever and these things are not Asa Mi Deraisa. But Rashi says in Sinedra it's Asa Mi Deraisa. Either way, it's Zicha Asr. So the Shal is, why isn't stepping on a Kever considered an Isra Anah? Why are you being over on the Isra Anah? You're having Anah from the Kever by stepping on it, by walking on it. And there's a Hagayas Hashri in the second parak, in the third parak, I mean, of Mayit Katan that says Mefurish, that you're not going to step on the Kvarim because they're Asa Banah. So the Shaila is, what's Pshat in the Rishbam, that you're allowed to walk there Lefi Shah? The Yisr is only standing there for some time. What happened to the Yisr Anah? So that is Bechlal Narakasha, because the Gemara there, Gufa says, it's actually a Machlaikis there, but the Gemara there, Gufa says, a Machlaikis Rav Shmuel, this is how we paskin, that Karka Olam is not Nesar. If it's only Nesar Banah, the Gemara there goes into a lot of different cases, but the only Yisr is a Kever Binyan. If you build a Kever, so the kever is not karka. It's tal shebaseif chibra. It doesn't have a din of karka. And memela become asa banah. But the karka olam, the karka of the world, that's not asa banah. So what's pshat in this agayi sushri in Ma'id Katan that says you can't step on a kever because asa banah? So the Torah actually brings a machlokes Yishayim. The Torah brings a Rabbeinu Yeshaya that says that dafke if you dig out a grave in a rock or in a cave like Agamara, you dig out a grave in the ground, but you didn't actually remove the soil of the ground and put it back. So there, that's called karka olam. Mashenga, when you dig a grave like we dig graves today, you take all the karka that's in the ground, you take it out, you make it tolish, and then you put the mace inside the grave, and then you put the karka back. So that karka, Ben Yishaya holds, is tolish shul b'seif chibrei. That's not called karka olam. So the Torah says it's not mistarba, because when the Gemara they asked kashas that bring rayas from Bryce's a kever is asma, no, the Gemara kept on saying it was a kever binyan. A kever, the whole kever was a binyan. Why can the Gemara say a simpler case of talosh b'seif chibrei? So the Torah baskins b'shem the rush that once you put the karka back in the ground, it becomes karka ilum again. So the Goyis Hashiv was going like Rabbeinu Yeshaya. That's what the Goyis Hashiv was going like. And the Pshat is talking about graves, he says, Mefurish, that it's not called Karka Olam because you remove the Karka and then put it back. So it's no longer Karka Olam, and Mela could become Asa Banah. Now, Shank, in our case of the Ma'ara, everyone would hold its Mutta Banah. That's like the case where you never touched the Afa. The Afa stayed in the ground the whole time. You're digging out the grave in the wall of the Ma'ara. So that's Avad the Karka Olam. So in Agamar, there's absolutely no Shaila that there's no Isra Anah. The whole Isra is only Bezayin Anes. And there, like the Rishbam says, walking over Lefisha is not a problem. When you need to walk there, it's not a problem with Bezayin Anes. The Machloikis Rishayinim is, in the graves that we make, that we remove the earth from the ground and then put it back, does that earth now become Asa Banah, or does that return to its status of Karka Olam? So Allah Lamaisa, the Ramah brings both days. The Ramah says, V'yeh shayimim that karka tzimran shin samach dal tzifalth. V'yeh shayimim that karka shalachim and akeva v'chazim and aslov d'havi katoj v'chivir asa banah. That's Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And then he brings V'yeh shalachim u'matirim. That's the Rosh. So stand to stand on the grave for no reason. Everyone's masking mezatzas b'zayin ames. But the question is, to walk on the grave l'fi shah, l'chayr should be telling this machlekes, because the Goyis Hashvi says that if it's Asa Banah, you can't step on it. So halacha l'maisa, it's a bissel shver, because you find the achrayim that say that stepping on it is not asur, even though it's Asa Banah. There's a tshuvas yad al yom that's brought in the Pesukei Tshuva in Shin Samach Dalet Sifkat and Beis, that he says that sitting on it is called anah, but stepping on it is not called anah, because if there wasn't a kever, you also would be able to step on it. Like if you have the Matseva, which some Pesukim hold is also considered part of the kever. So sitting on the Matseva, that's called anah. But walking on the kever, if there wouldn't be a kever there, you'd also be able to walk there. You're not getting any anah from the kever. So also in the Karban Nisanel, in Masechtas Tainis, Perek Beis, Ais Beis, he also says that walking on the kever is like, he calls it, Le'efsha V'leika Mechavin. You're walking on it not because you dafka want to walk there, it's just you have to get through the kever, you can't get to the other kever without walking on this kever, and you're not being mechavin for anah. But it's a little bit shver, because the chaya, now it is a kever, and you're having anah from the ground that you're walking on, because you need the ground to walk. And so in the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveinga, in Simim Emhei, he was discussing using the offer after it got scattered. You know, is when they let's say they emptied out the grave. The grave was on public ground, so they're able to take the mace away. The question is the offer that remains there. You'll have to walk on it. So he brings that someone said that if the karka is not usher till the yisayid, that's not called walking on isur anah. But he says that the guy Yisushri says that walking on a grave is called an isur anah. And no one argues on the Goyis Hashvi. And what he means that no one argues on the Goyis Hashvi is that even though there's a machlaikis if it's called Karka Olam or not, but on the tzad that there's an Isra Anah, the Goyis Hashvi is naming on that stepping on it is called an Isra Anah. Now Rabbi Kveikin names on that Reif Paiskim don't pass in like Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So La Locha, we consider it Karka Olam, and it's not Asa Banah. But he's not Seimech on it alone, he's only Seimech on a Betzir of another Svar, which I'm not sure if you have another svar here. Also the Netziv in the Sefer Meshiv Dava, all the way at the end of Chelek Sheni, he has Aris and Yerideya, and at the end he has an Hilchas Avelus. He wants to be told the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus if a tree is called Mechubel Lekarek or not. Now Rashi holds that even a tree is called Talosh of a Sef Chibra. If you take a tree and you replant it in the ground, Rashi holds it's called Talosh, it's Talosh of a Sef Chibra. And Taisos know that a tree that becomes nishtarish in the ground, if it becomes mechubal karka through the shroshim, that doesn't have a din of talshus chibur, that's called karka. So he wants to say, who a din, ground, earth, soil, that you put back, has the same din like zriya? That's the chayr, not mamish muchuch, but he brings rayas, and Mel is telling this machloikis rashi and taisis. And the guy with that machloikis rashi and taisis, is we paskin in simin vav, and in simin kuf mem hey, in yaridei, we paskin that has a din, we paskin that has a din of mechubur. So who a din, the ground that you remove and you put back, has the same din as a tree that you uproot and you transplant, which we paskin like Taisus has in mechubur, and Rabbeinu Yeshaya holds like Rashi. He says that we really paskin that it's mutabana, that the Ramah brings the Shitas Rabbeinu Yishai is only lechatchila to be machmir. So he says, as much as possible, you should be careful when you're going into Beis HaKvaris to visit graves or to bury a mace, not to even step on a grave lefi shah, because there are Shitas that hold that there's an Isser Hanaf in the grave when you step on it. But he holds, if it's not possible, you can be makel, because that's the Ikar Adin, and it doesn't become Aser Banah, and Als Bezayin Ames, if you do it lefi shah, like we said from the Rishban, there's no Bezayin Ames. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara discusses about these two kvarim that were Eitzel Pesach. Where were they situated? How did they fit? And the Gemara says, could be you put it upright, or you put it in the corner on a diagonal. And the Gemara discusses that the kvarim will be touching each other, so the Gemara says you make it deeper. And the Gemara goes through other turitzim. The last teretz the Abaye Seima was that were tugmat nifli, in other words, you make small graves, and they're just meant for nifalim, for miscarriages, that wouldn't need the four amis, that just would need a very small grave, and that's what the two are for. So here I want to discuss the topic of kfuris nifalim, which is actually a machalikas ha-peskim. There's a Agayis Maimini, it's in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Mila, which discusses the halacha of burying a nephil on Yom Tov. It actually also discusses about giving a bris mila. The minig is that when a child dies, or a nephil, and a male child, and before it can have a bris mila, they do a bris mila before the kever. It's not an actual bris mila, it's just for the covet of the mace and for other reasons. But the guy Yismaimini says that you can't do that on Yom Tov Sheni, and you also can't bury the nephil b'chal on Yom Tov Sheni. There's halacha, Yom Tov Sheni doesn't have the din of Yom Tov l'gabe meis. Yom Tov Sheni l'gabe meis k'chol shavu rabbanon. If someone dies on Yom Tov Sheni or on Yom Tov Rishon, you're allowed to bury him on Yom Tov Sheni. The laws of Yom Tov Sheni are suspended for a meis. So the Gaon Yismaimin is saying, but not for a nephil. And he says, because there's no din kfura by a nephil. The main ra'i he has is that we find a lot of places in the Gemara that they used to put the nephil in a bar. There's a Gemara in Psachim Naftes and Nida that there was a maisa that a woman put her nephil in a bar and a kohen went to see if it's a ben kayama or not, if it's 40 days. So that's a raya that they didn't bury the nephilim necessarily. So there's no din kfura by nephilim. So merely you can't bury a nephil on Yom Tov. That's what on Yom Tov Sheni. That's what the Agayis Maimni says. It's, I'm sorry, it's a perik aleph hilchas mila, ayis yud. And this is brought in the Beis Yosef in the Torah actually in Siman Tav Kuf Chavav. He just discusses, is that dafka when it's a vadai nephil, when you know it's not a full-term pregnancy, or do you say that any child that didn't survive 30 days is called a suffolk nephil, and by a suffolk nephil also you can't be deicha Yom Tov Sheni? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. But there are more paskins, like the Agayis Maimini, that you cannot bury a nephil on Yom Tov Sheni. And the Mechaber says that if it's gomer sarevet siparnai, if a child was born, and the hair and the nails are complete, so you assume it was full term and it's not an eifel. But the Magen Avram says that he doesn't understand what's the right, because they put in a bar, maybe putting in a bar is a kvura. There's a chazanish, it's in Yeridei Simen Reish Ches, that says that putting in the bar is not a kvura if you don't cover over the bar. There it's mavur, that the bar wasn't covered over, it wasn't shomer, a chuld and a bidalist could get to the baby, it says there. But he tain is that it's not a raya from there, because who says they did kedin? It doesn't say they did kedin. It says that's what they did. It doesn't say that was halacha. And the Magen Avraham brings kama rayas from different gemaras that there is a din to bury the nephil. And one of the rayas he brings is from Agamara. The Agamara says that when they made the ma'aris for the burial, they would make two separate kvarim, which were shorter, and they were meant for nephilim. So you see clearly that they did bury nephilim. He also brings a raya, since the Teresh Kayin brings a pasuk that a Kayin can't be metame to a relative that's a nephil, that's a raya that there is a chiyuv kvura, because if there's no, a Kayin can only be metame to relatives, it's tzarich kvura, can't stop being metame to relatives. So elamai, what's the chiddush if there's no din kvura by nephilim, so feshtesa can't be metame, it's only tzarich kvura. So since the pasuk, you need a pasuk teaching you that it can't be metame to a relative that's a nephil, raya says there is a din kvura by nephilim. And some Achrayim say that's not such a raya because fakert, the pasuk teaches you that there's no din kvura. That's why it can't be metame to nephil, because there's no din kvura. The din kvura is learned out from what a kohen can metame to. And about the other rayas from the different gemaras that say clearly they're buried in the nephilim, so the Beis Meir says that Avanda they buried Nephilim, but it wasn't a chi of kvura, it's not a mitzvah kvura. It was just done, he says, like they musa utznias, and also shleila harbay stuma. But it wasn't the chant that it's a mitzvah kvura. So Mel, of course you should bury a navel, but there'd be no din chi of yantiv sheni for that. The Aruch HaShulchan Aruch says very similar. He says, Avanda to me, he says even more, he says it's a chi of the Rabbanan. Avanda, there is a chi of to bury a navel, but it's a chi of the Rabbanan. The main point of the guy's maimon is that there's no chiyuv d'oraisa, and the male yantiv sheni wouldn't be nidcha because yantiv sheni is also derabanan. So the guy's maimon and other rishonim say clearly there's no chiyuv to bury a nefil, even though avada we do it, like the base mayor says al smusur itznias. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's a din derabanan, and the Ramah paskins this way. But the Magen Avraham and also the Maruk Tzia, the Bank of Emden and Maruxia also paskins there is a chiyuv to bury an eifel. There is a mitzvah kvura by an eifel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the other day in the Peskim. He's not clearly machriya, although menastam, inam unlike the Ramah, but the Chazanish in Yerudei Reishches, he says he wants the paskin, like the Magen Avraham, there is a chiyuv kvura, and he says in Afgamina, if there was no mitzvah kvura, so you'd be allowed to switch the grave. You'd be allowed if you want, let's say, to take the nephil and put it into another grave, you'd be allowed to do it. Or you'd be allowed to open the grave if you need to do something. He says, Lamasha, let's say you didn't do the bris milah on the nephil. Could you open the grave to do the bris milah? If you hold there's no real chiyuv kvura, then you would. But if you hold there is a chiyuv kvura, once you buried it, the chiyuv kvura is mechayiv not to open up the grave again. So the Chazanish is mitzadet to paskin that there is a chiyuv kvura. But he's maskim at the achreinim, Neman, that there's no chiyuv kvura, and then you would open the grave to do the bris milah on the nephil.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.